NBC News Radio, I'm Brian Shook. Travis Scott wants to be removed from all the suits over a deadly Southeast Texas music festival. The Houston rapper's attorney filed papers in court this week saying he and his Cactus Jack music label are not legally liable at all. 10 people were killed and dozens more injured when a packed crowd moved towards the Astroworld stage at Energy Park during Scott's performance last month. The White House is confident President Biden's vaccination mandates will prevail. Lisa Taylor reports.
Secretary Jen Psaki told reporters the Justice Department will keep vigorously defending mandates as they move through the courts. Her comments followed a ruling by a federal judge in Georgia blocking the president's vaccine mandate for federal contractors. The judge suggested Biden exceeded his authority. I'm Lisa Taylor.
National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan described President Biden's roughly two-hour video call with Russian President Vladimir Putin as direct and straightforward. Sullivan told reporters Biden warned Putin about strong economic and other measures in the event of military escalation in Ukraine. Sullivan did not elaborate on possible consequences. Saudi authorities are saying a man detained in Paris has nothing to do with the murder of journalist Jamal Khashoggi. The man was detained at Charles de Gaulle Airport around 9 a.m. local time, traveling under a real passport. Khashoggi was a Saudi journalist and Washington Post columnist who was critical of the country and its crown prince, eventually being killed and allegedly dismembered in 2018. A handful of Republicans are defending the January 6th Capitol rioters. Texas Congressman Louie Gohmert says it's not fair that Black Lives Matter protesters are being released on bail.
And yet we've got people in the D.C. jail who had no bail, meaning they can't get out.
You're listening to the latest from NBC News Radio.